It's Saturday morning at a grocery store in Pittsburgh, so you know it's busy. Lauren Wallace is doing what most of us do, buying milk.
I look for the cheapest one and I always get the fat-free.
And she's inspecting quarts from the back of the cooler for the latest sell-by date. She trusts it. And when the milk in her fridge hangs around beyond that date,
I automatically dump it. I won't even taste it.
She's not alone.
Basically, around 90% of people throw food away when that date arrives, either always or most of the time or occasionally.
Emily Broadlieb is director of the Harvard Law School Food Law and Policy Clinic. She says what most people don't know is those sell-by dates have no standard meaning. They vary by state and even by company.
They're a guess by the manufacturer when they think the food will not taste as good or not be at its top quality. They're not intended to communicate safety.
You heard her, a guess. Pennsylvania is one of the strictest states when it comes to sell-by dates on milk. It has to be within 17 days after it's been pasteurized. It can't be sold after that, so it's either given or thrown away. This isn't about safety. The Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture says it's a quality issue. So what if there were a more accurate way to tell if milk is fresh inside the container?
This was a pure discovery. We weren't looking for this.
Greg Kenning is a physics professor at Indiana University of Pennsylvania. He and some of his students were just minding their own business, experimenting in the lab.
What I really wanted to make was what was called a super spin glass.
Don't panic. For those of us who aren't physicists, all you need to know is they were working with two elements. Remember your periodic table? Kenning embedded magnetic nanoparticles of the metal cobalt into the semi-metal, antimony.
1 nanometer usually is about 3 atoms wide.
The elements changed with time. Kenning increased the temperature and noticed something really interesting. Decay of their magnetic and electronic properties. Eureka.
The decay properties were very similar to the decay properties of food.
Now Kenning and his students are cranking out samples to learn more.
It's a lot of manual labor. You know, people think science is, it's like turning the television on. It's not.
Well, for Kenning, it's like turning an electron beam evaporator. We're in his lab, standing in front of the thing. It's like a big bell jar. Kenning twists the knob so that inside the cylinder, a little square brick of antimony is placed into the path of a gun that drives electrons over it.
It just heats up the surface of the metal, and so it's only the metal that evaporates.
It rises and beads up on a silicon chip, forming a thin layer. Kenning and his students do this over and over, creating multiple layers of the metals. These little samples, films of metal, like ultra-thin aluminum foil, could one day live in a label on a milk carton, mirroring how the milk inside is aging. Kenning's working with MIT to combine his samples with RFID, or radio frequency identification.
Easy passes are RFID.
Some stores like Walmart are already using this technology to track their inventory. Radio waves read electronically stored information on a tag.
So the idea is that you would come in to buy your quart of milk, and instead of looking at the dates for the freshness, your cell phone would tell you what the freshest milk was in the whole system. And you'd have a scanner in your fridge. Your fridge would tell you when it's going to expire.
Kenning thinks that the labels could be made for pennies apiece, but that the information could be invaluable to customers. He says it could help keep the supply chain honest because it would be easier to tell if the milk has been left out or improperly refrigerated on its way to the store. And of course, it might also reduce waste.
Because if you know your milk is or your meat is going to, it's got a day and a half, and you're getting an update on it, you go, okay, we got to use that meat today, as opposed to leave it for 2 days and throw it away.
Once Kenning and his team have milk nailed down, they'll move on to sensors for other types of food, fine-tuning their samples to track different rates of decay. He says his milk sensors could appear in a grocery store near you within a couple of years. Until then, you'll have to use the sniff test to see if that milk is still good enough for your cereal. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Carol Holsapple.